Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. That song is totally just jammed in my head. I don't even know the words to it, but it's like... Oh, yeah. There it is. You put me on.
She's good. I like
her. She is a catchy little songwriter. So, mm-hmm. She has her, like, it's really obvious that it's her song, too. Like, she has these certain phrase-like rhythms that she uses. It's like, you know, standing on your back porch. Like, there's all these things from different songs that have the same kind of cadence. Yeah, she's just, you know, it's really,
I think that's
recognizable,
that's,
her.
It's super impressive. I just think she's awesome. She's able to sort of, within what her knowledge base, keep cranking out songs. Like,
yeah.
You know who does that? I mean, there's quite a few people who do that, but AC/DC is,
that's
a
exactly
band
what I was thinking.
Their chords... The same chords are in every dance. And you know who else does it? Black Sabbath. That guy uses the same power
and
chords.
And still manages to make it an interesting
song.
Right.
But each time, if you're learning, like, let's say their library for both of those artists that I just mentioned, you go, they use the same damn chords.
I already know all the songs after learning the one. Just
do
a slightly different, you know,
they
setup.
Make them different, though, each time. So you gotta give it to them. Like, good for her. She's able to, within what she knows, she's, you know, musically speaking, she's able to keep coming up with stuff.
Yeah.
Way to go, Taylor Swift.
And she's a good lyricist. I really like some of the words that she writes. And I like that a lot of her songs are little stories. You know, I think that's cool. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there you go. No wonder you're jammed in my head holes. Can't get it out. I'm telling you, I'm like folding laundry, you know. I don't even know the words to the damn song. And I'm... Yeah, there it is.
Oh, hand under my sweatshirt, everyone. That's what she said.
That's all I heard.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. Hi there. It's Friday, you guys. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, it's Friday. I could just explode. Oh, my God. Oh, so check this out. I don't know to feel about this.
I'll tell you.
Okay, thank you. Thank God. I'll finally know how to feel about this. So Wednesday, my cousin Tucker, he's got a bunch of kids, and they're all grown. The youngest one is 22.
Uh-huh. And Tucker.
His name is Spencer. So
wait, are we talking about Spencer or Tucker?
We're talking about the kid. We're talking about Tucker's kid.
It
has nothing to do with Tucker, the guy you
love.
I do love him. He's my cousin.
Right.
I don't love him like that.
Know. Yeah, you do.
Oh, my
Go
God.
Go on. So,
you spent your entire career putting words in my mouth. I hope you're happy
sure,
with yourself.
It's me.
It
so,
is you.
Spencer,
it's 100% you. I don't even, what did I even bring this up for? Forget it.
So Let's what did get, Spencer
no,
do?
Forget it. Oh, forget it. I'm not doing it. We're going to go ahead and do the trash. My big brother
Spencer
friend
was about to get his moment, and he just
believe
yanked
me,
it out from
he
underneath
He wouldn't
him.
Want his moment, because I'm actually, I feel like he's doing the wrong thing, but whatever. It doesn't matter. Maybe if you behave yourself, I'll tell you about it later.
Oh,
Jesus.
The Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Oral Hygiene. Keep the bad breath and mask mouth away by brushing and flossing your teeth on a regular basis. Do that on the regular, you guys. Your dentist will thank you. Yeah. Also, the people you have to be around will thank you. Mm. Oh, thank you for, you know, scraping the gunk out your mouth every now and then. Congratulations on, you know, just being a functioning part of society. The teeth brushers, the toothbrushers.
Mm. Oh, that's fun.
Nice, sir.
And for thank the record, just so you know, you should not be excited or joyful or longing for kisses, anything related to Spencer. I know he's just the kid of a cousin, but you don't want to. You don't want to go there.
Resist that temptation.
Yeah, you need to just.
Oh, please go on.
Sit
tell
on
me,
it.
Tell me all the things that I.
I'm just telling you. You need to just not.
Duly noted. Thank you. I'll jot that down in my book of wisdom from Vinny that I need to take with me into my day.
Right. Don't do Spencer.
Just, I'll just write that. I mean, that's probably, okay. That's all encompassing. And then I'll know just as I'm about to do him, because right. I'm sure he wants to bang his, you know, 54. I mean, I'm sure I have a chance with him, right? I mean, he is related to Tucker. So
well, he's going to be like, well, dad did. I mean,
yeah, I'm not even his aunt or anything. I guess maybe he would call me aunt, but he's my first cousin once removed. My kids
so
and his
he,
kids
wait.
Are second cousins.
Does he normally, do the kids that you are an aunt to call you Aunt Sarah?
Yes.
They aunt call me Aunt Sarah or Aunt Sarah?
Aunt Sarah.
Aunt.
Aunt Sarah. Yeah, Aunt Sarah. Aunt Sarah. That's me.
That's weird. And is that the proper way to say that? Aunt?
I don't know. When I grew up, it was always aunt. But, because it's AU, aunt.
Well,
but,
I understand, but I've always said aunt, and I don't
yes,
know.
Yes, aunt and is,
and
I think either
I said it that way before
acceptable.
I could read it.
Fully acceptable. I just think it depends on where you, what part of the country you come from. Maybe some people call them, didn't Opie call her Aunt B? So there's aunt,
yeah.
Aunt, and aunt. Aunt B. You know, Mayberry, where the aunts
Nicole,
are
Nicole, do you call your aunts or aunts?
I call them aunts, and then I'm auntie. So.
Oh, auntie.
You're auntie.
Yeah, for some, and then I'm just Coco for others.
Coco.
Coco.
Yeah. It's
why
a,
Coco?
Nicole?
Nicoco?
No, actually, that's my family.
Nicoco.
That's my family nickname. I had it since I was a baby, and then my
Coco.
Nieces.
Oh, my God, I love Coco.
Yeah.
Coco.
So my nieces
Coco.
Started calling me that, so I'm either Coco or Auntie Coco. So.
Oh, I'm going
oh,
Coco.
Oh, wow.
If I can remember, let me write that down on my
hey,
list
Bryn,
of things.
Aunt or aunt?
I have no, I mean, everything's Vietnamese for me, but my daughter and my son call their aunts aunties. Auntie Joyce,
aunties.
Auntie Lisa.
Oh, they do Vietnam. Say aunt.
They say auntie.
They say auntie.
Huh,
or
right.
funny.
Or tia for Spanish. That means
tia.
That means aunt in Spanish.
Tia Coco.
Mm-hmm.
My sister is named Tina. And so we call her Cantina because it's like close to Aunt Tina. Cantina.
That's adorable.
It is adorable. Oh, I'm sure one of the kids said it at some point. Oh, go see Cantina. Like, yes, we can, Tina.
Very fun. All right.
Here we go. Back to whatever the hell we were doing. I don't even know what we're doing. Big Brother. Big Brother, I want to say thanks to Maria. I really enjoy that Maria clearly sits there with an iPad or her laptop and just composes an email in real time as she's going through this whole thing. And she says, I'm so glad to have the show back on. I don't mind Julie too much. She has her moments. She does have her moments. It's true. But by and large, Jesus. She goes through the whole list of people who are coming on there. You know, Bailey, who married Swaggy C,
mm-hmm.
They were, two seasons ago, maybe? Yeah. She's like...
Smoking hot? Yeah.
Yeah, she is. I think it was Tyler she was going off on, and he's back in the house, too. Mm-hmm. The blonde, the, you know, surfer dude who's all like, now people know my secret that I'm actually really smart. I'm not just some surfer dude. I'm thinking
he
to myself.
He is a dude.
That is still a secret. Don't worry, Tyler.
But he's a dude who wins challenges big time. So I think that, you know, if there's an odds on favorite, he's got to be one of them.
Oh, okay. Oh, should we place early on wagers right now?
I don't know that we need to, but I do think that guy wins those challenges whenever he wants, basically. Yeah. Doesn't he?
I think even during his season, he kept winning at the time that he needed to.
Right. It seemed in the like end, he put it on he when he wanted Casey. To. He just crushed it. I mean, you can't do that every time, obviously, because certain things are going to, you know, work to your advantage or disadvantage. But I felt like that guy just, when he decided he wanted to win, he won.
Right. And then he made it to the final two. It's only just, you know, the votes of the house guests that.
And listen, he's a kook. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that I, you know, I love that guy. I'm just saying he wins.
All right. Write down Tyler for Vinny. I'm going to go Janelle. Janelle is, she's really smart. Even though she doesn't, you know, she doesn't appear that way all the time. She's actually a really good player and thinks things through. Any early favorite for you, Bryn?
No, I'm not ready yet. I still don't understand.
Come here. I mean, the thing is, they're gonna start knocking people off the show. Well, you know, pick someone
people.
You like.
I don't know. It's gonna get better people. For him. I don't. I'm not against right. that.
I don't know any of these guys. You know, these all stars.
Let me see if there's anything else I can mention here. What has happened? Oh, Siri.
She's always responds
jumping
the wrong
in.
Time.
She just wants
when
to. She just wants
her,
to be with us.
There. She's never there when I say her name, you know?
Never but. There. So in her email, Maria points out the massively unfair advantage that happened during the initial challenges. Massively unfair. I truly don't know what they were thinking in the production.
Oh, so she
room.
Saw it too. You both saw the same thing.
Yes. She said the exact same thing. The dudes had a massive advantage. And got four people into the final competition for HOH, where the girls only got two people in out of the possible four.
I hate to say it, but you know, I'm in a house full of girls, and they always team up on me against me, and I they do it. It's not me going, you know, boys against girls. It's them going our team versus the boys, and I'm like, there's only one boy. What is this? No, you and Leo. Leo doesn't. How's
no,
that
Leo
help me?
Leo doesn't even get a vote.
Anything.
I mean,
he doesn't count. So I actually, as you're saying some of these things, I'm sitting there going, go, boys.
Mm. Oh, great. Yeah. Finally, a small victory for white dudes. All right. Perfect. anyway, finally. Oh, my God. Julie, Trisha Maria says, Julie trying to herd cats as the contestants are all excited to see each other.
The audio I grabbed. Here it is.
Okay, great.
I need everyone to take a seat.
Oh, my God.
House guests, I need all eight of you to please take a seat. Take a seat. Hugs later. We got. Hey, you want to meet the rest of?
Yeah, bring them on.
And we don't want you blocking those cameras. So, yeah, sit down. Thanks. And help me seat the next group because I know everyone wants to hug. Okay. Time to meet the next four. Come on down. Just like The Price is Right. Come on down.
Oh,
go on into the living room.
Oh my goodness. And it starts over again, and then she.
And it goes on and on.
All right, tries I need to shine everyone up. It's to like, take a seat.
Honest to God,
the
all they needed to do
gets evicted
was just let all the old contestants in, let them have 5 minutes of it, and just, you know,
take a seat.
Be more enjoyable to
last
listening to her.
Last person seated gets evicted. Kidding. I really need you to listen to me.
By the way, she makes that joke 3 times because no one heard it the first couple times.
Right.
Anyway,
that part was great though. The hugging, it was just fun.
Oh yeah, it's
like,
fun.
I don't know these guys. I don't know them at all. But I had a huge smile on my face watching that. I was like, oh, that's
I
just
know.
So, it's so nice to see that. And
because it's so foreign to us right now. Like, when's the last time you walked into a room of 15 basically strangers and just started hugging them and oh my god, yelling in their faces?
Well, even if they don't know each other, they know of each other because
sure,
they watch each other and all that. So.
I wonder how many of them were like, who are you, Takesha? There's a few people that are like, I'm sorry, I don't remember you at all. Tell me about you. Apparently, there's going to be some new rooms in the house this year. It does look like they've completely reconfigured and raised some ceilings. And I mean, it's, I really like the way they decorated this year. They, whoever, that must be a fun job. Like to be able to decorate, the, like it's just got to be, it's got to be bigger than life on TV. It has to be really fun to redecorate that space every single time and make it, that's the job you want if you're an interior designer. Or I guess maybe a set designer. I don't know. I don't know who's in charge of that. The wall of rubber duckies I could do without, but. All right. I can't wait to see what the backyard looks like this year because that's where they do all the competitions. Anyway, that is. Let me see if there's anything else. Oh, Discovery at 9 o'clock on Sunday, the 1 hour Tyson versus Jaws Rumble in the Reef. This is I don't know why he says he's doing this. I'm trying to get ready for my big comeback. He says it's going to get him past his fears of that. But he's going to he's not going to fight a shark. I mean, we all know that, right?
It's just promotion for Shark Week, which Shark Week is the worst week. I hate it.
I learned from doing this experience, doing Shark Week, that whatever intimidates me, I'm still able to step up to the challenge of overcoming anything. And it's a kind of a bizarre trailer. Do you want to put the trailer up? Should we put that
sure,
up at
I can do that.
The Sarah and Vinny Facebook page? So Mike Tyson. And
he doesn't
let me
do very
see.
Much talking in the promo.
Oh, he doesn't? Well, that's too bad. No, I mean, I really enjoy his
talking.
It's
an announcer guy that's saying, you know, Iron Tyson, and then whatever else he says. He says a couple of things at the end here. I can just play it for you.
Yeah, okay.
Shark Week is hard, man.
Shark Week is hard, man. That's all he says, pretty much.
Shark Week. Anyway, there's your early trash. What's coming up, Ben?
Well, we'll get to some summertime events right after these messages.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.